Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
Hey, yo. Thank you for pressing play today on Straight Up. I truly appreciate your presence. I appreciate your time. Today, I'm going to take you on a journey on how to live a legendary life. Like, I went in the vault and I found this training that's amazing that I know will help your life so much. And this is my gift to you during Protect Your Peace season, because I went outside today and it felt very peaceful. So it only means one thing. We're still in Protect Your Peace season. I hope you enjoy. Let's get it.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. Now, I'm sharing those tools with you in a whole new way. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up. Obviously, I'm out here in nature. I always like to, you know, live it. You know, I like to, you know, the things that I talk about, you know I'm a big advocate for nature. I should be nature's spokesman, but it's the reason why. I mean, even scientifically, if you look it up, I mean, there's so many benefits. And I know sometimes you can't get out in, you know, beautiful nature unless you're in Seattle or Pacific Northwest or you got hikes somewhere. But right now I'm in a dog park, to be honest with you. But it's very shaded. It's a lake right here. And so you have to find your place of peace. And I wanted to spend, you know, this training on talking about motivation and inspiration. Like, how do you like get it if you don't have it? You know, we live in a time right now where a lot of people are stressed, right? People are losing a lot. You know, we're in a mental health crisis more than ever. I know I'm dealing with it. I know you're dealing. I know people close to me are dealing with it. And I see it stripping the life from people. I see it bringing more anxiety to people, more depression to people. And that doesn't mean nothing's wrong with you if that's happening. It's natural. I mean, when things aren't going the way you think they should go, when things are happening to you and it doesn't seem fair, it brings a lot of stress in our life. And so I want to spend this time really talking about that. But I want to definitely add this in before I move forward, is you have to find your place of peace. And I'm going to talk about this, like, you have to. It's non-negotiable. You have to find a place where you can disconnect. Disconnect from your phone, disconnect from your environment, and just reconnect to your soul. Reconnect to your appreciation. Reconnect to your gratitude. Because when we're living life, right, when we're living the fast pace of life, it's so easy. Like, we've been programmed to focus on what we don't have. That's just society. Society programs us that because society wants to say, okay, you need this to make you feel better. So we've been programmed by society and just in general by what we don't have. So it's so easy to find the impossibilities. When somebody brings you like a dream, or you think about your dream, or somebody brings you an opportunity that might be better for your life or better your life, it's so easy to think about why you're not qualified. And so many of us do that. It's so easy because we go into the fear mode. We go into the protection mode, thinking we're protecting ourselves, but really we're not. We're hindering ourselves. We're hurting ourselves. We're hurting our growth. But so many times we go back to that. We go back to, oh, that's impossible. We go back to, I can't. We go back to those things. And I need you to tap in. We're going to talk about some strategy stuff, but I need you to tap in with the cans in your life. Like, you can't, even if it's one, like, I can do this because of this. Hold on to that can. You guys know rehab time wasn't built off of good times. It wasn't built off of happiness. It wasn't built off of everything going perfect. It was built off of pain. It was built off of stress. It was built off of my rock bottom. And there were millions of impossibilities. There was millions of, you can't do this, in my mind. But I found the one reason why I had to do it. And I held on to that. And that literally, you know, changed my life and allowed me to be who I am today. So we have to break that mindset. And this might seem very insensitive, but it's true. If you're dependent on motivation, you're never going to change your life.
So many of us were waiting on motivation to just pop into our life. And it comes at times, right? Our brain works in different ways. It comes at times, but it's not enough. Inspiration, it comes at times, but it's not enough. And so many of us were waiting on something to come into our life to make us better. And the reality is, some people are going to spend their whole entire life waiting. So many people are going to get to 100 years old and realize, like, dang, like the thing I was waiting for never showed up. And I realized that at an early age. I realized that this world owes you nothing. Nobody's going to change your life. Do you understand? Like, I can't change your life. Some of you are waiting for me to change your life. I can't. I can give you the tools, but it's up to you what to do with the tools. I can give you how I live my life, but how I live my life might not be the way you need to live your life. So start today if you're not starting, because there's millions of people who said tomorrow, next year, that are in the grave with their talents. There's millions of people that took their dreams and their talents to the grave, and that can't be you. You can't keep living a life that's not yours. And what I mean by that, some of us, we've accepted everything. We've accepted the limitations. We've accepted the hate. We've accepted the failure. And we build our life with these things. And now we're living a life that's not ours. And so the first thing I'm going to tell you, write this down. The first thing I'm going to tell you when trying to get motivation is you got to remember who you are. You got to remember who you are or were before whatever happened in your life, before 2020. You got to remember who you are. You got to remember who you were before life said that you weren't good enough. Even if you got to go back to being a kid operates with no limitations. A kid thinks they can do anything. A kid thinks they can fly. They don't know they can't fly until the world tells them that they can't. They don't know they can't be something until the world tells them that they can't. And the problem is, some of us believe that. The problem is, a lot of us, we're now the pain that someone gave us. We're now the failure that someone gave us. And we live the rest of our life like that. We live the rest of our life like that. And that's not what legendary people do. And you are legendary. That's not what a rare breed does. And you are a rare breed. We take what life gives us and we use it. Even if it gives us sticks, we build something with it. Even if it gives us crap, we use that crap and build the most beautiful crap in the world. There's no more excuses. But Trent, but this, but, you know, I looked in my community text messages and I send out a message and I seen so many people that were saying, but I want to do this, but I want to do this, but it was a whole bunch of buts, a whole bunch of people living in their limitations, living their impossibilities, living in the mindset that your life is over, which some of you have done. What some of you have done, and I did this at a point in my life, you have put a period. You have put a period in your life, at the end of your life since. It's not even the end of your life, but you already put a period, and you're operating like that. The period means that it's over. Your life sentence is over. Some of you are trying to live in the past that you can't change, so you put a period. Some of your dreams that fell through that really wasn't meant for your life, you put a period. Some of you have lost a relationship, you put a period. And now you're living the rest of your life like that. Now that situation is controlling you. Now that situations are using you instead of allowing you to use it. You have to erase, get some white out and white out the period and put a semicolon. Because God hasn't put a period on your life. If you still have breath, if you're still watching this right now, which you are, you got life. I think we underrate that so much. You have another chance at life. Today is a new day. You don't have to bring in nothing from yesterday. You don't. That's a choice. You don't have to accept what this world gives you. That's a choice. You don't have to believe the limitations people put on you. That is a choice. It's a choice. And some of you are choosing to put a period instead of a semicolon. God ain't quit on you. You've quit on you. And there's people in your life dependent on you. Even if you don't have kids, even if you don't have family, there's strangers in this world dependent on you. They're dependent on you to cross their path for whatever reason. I cannot tell you how many times I've been in a place where I crossed someone's path and they even told me, Trent, you have no idea who I am, but I've been watching you. I've had people that didn't even know who I was that says, I've been watching you with your family. I've been watching you work out. And I want to tell you, you've inspired me. So remember who you are. We talked about facts over feelings. Write down the facts, man. Some of y'all ain't doing it. Some of y'all ain't applying it. You just hoping things will change. It's not gonna change until you apply it to your life. And I know I'm getting passionate, but I'm sick and tired of people expecting changes without making changes. I'm tired of people wanting feel goods. Trent, say something to make me feel good. I could say that all day, but your life isn't gonna look no different if you just depend on feel goods. You can go get some sugar for that. You can go get an energy drink if you wanna just feel good. But if you wanna make changes to your life and change your life and build a good life that's meant for you, then you have to do the work. So number one, I'm gonna tell you to remember who you are. Number two, you have to build a pain versus reward structure in your life, okay? For me, the pain of me living my life, the pain of me going through life, not doing anything with my life, the pain of me getting to the end of my life and realize that I wasted my days is painful for me. I do not want to do that. That's the leverage that makes me move. That's the leverage that makes me move. I don't want to get to a place where I get sickness in my life because I didn't take care of my health. I feel that pain. I don't want to get to a place in my life because I'm not doing the things like getting out in nature and praying and appreciating life, and my mental health suffers because I don't do that, and other people suffer because I didn't do those things. That is pain for me. Getting to the end of my life and realizing I didn't live a fulfilled life is pain for me. And yours might be different. Like, I'm not telling you to do the things that I'm doing. But the problem is, so many of us, we don't trial and error our life. Like, we'll read something and we apply it, okay? Or we'll be like, okay, this is how I'm supposed to live. You listen to me and be like, okay, I'm supposed to live life like this. No, trial and error. My diet might not work for you. You might not connect to nature, which I doubt, but nature might not work for you. You have to create your own happy place. But a lot of us, we don't know ourselves and we don't do the work to get to know ourselves. Like, we don't develop the habits that lead us to the best life. Like, it's not the massive changes that make major things. Can I be clear about that? It's not, some of us thinking, okay, I need to do this major thing and everything is gonna change. You guys know me. The external things is not gonna fulfill your life. It's often the small changes, the small shifts, the small things, the tiny things like, okay, I wasn't getting out of nature, let me get out of nature. Okay, I wasn't having any type of gratitude, let me have gratitude. Okay, I wasn't eating properly, let me change. Okay, I wasn't drinking enough water, let me drink more water. The small things, because the small things repetitively, over and over, become habits. And habits are the building blocks of your growth, are the building blocks of your failure. Negative habits don't equal a positive and beautiful life. And you might say, Trent, how do I construct my habits? Well, it's simple. Break down what you want to do, how you want to feel. Break down the avatar of the greatest you. The avatar, right? So you construct it. You construct it. Because some of you start saying, Trent, I don't remember who I am. Well, create who you were, or create who you are. If you don't remember who you are, create who you are. Create the avatar. Different avatars. Okay, what does the most peaceful version of myself look like? Get very clear on that. I call it my legendary formula. And I'll share this with you real quick. This is some tactical, easy stuff that you can apply, but you got to get clear on your habits. And with your habits, you got to develop mental cues, right? The mental cues in your life. What's a mental cue? A mental cue is, it could be your alarm that wakes you up. And on your alarm, you got to say, if I sleep in X, Y, Z, or it could be like, okay, this is my opportunity to change the world. Whatever, it could be a song. It could be prayer. It could be a saying. It could be something written on your mirror. The mental cue reminds you. The mental cue sparks you. When I run, I always have mental cues because I know I'm going to get tired. My mental cue is, this is power. This is strength. Conquer through. You a beast. These are my mental cues because those things work for me. Those things put me in a place of power instead of a place of pain. So you have to get very clear on your mental cues to execute your habits, because it's not enough to write down what you're going to do and never do it. And then last but not least, with your habits, with your mental cues, have a reward structure. We did a habit training a while back, so go back to that. But have a reward structure. Like, my reward when I work out, you guys see this, is me creating content. Like right now, I'm creating content. So I'm saying I'm not going to create content unless I'm in the right place mentally. And that for me is going to run. That for me is going to work out. That for me is disconnected in nature. So if you go, like, the proof is in the pudding. Go look at my Instagram. All my videos are what? Me outside nature recorded. Because that has become my reward. So oftentimes, I will do the things that I don't want to do so I can get the things that I need in my life. You might be saying, Trent, you don't like working out? You don't like getting up 5 a.m.? No. I didn't wake up this morning at 5:30 on fire. I was tired. I had a long weekend. We're moving. But you know what? I knew I had to. I knew that once I started moving, my motivation would come. That's the difference. Some of you are dependent on motivation to move. You're dependent on inspiration to move. You don't move until you're motivated. Let's be real. You're putting your life in something you can't control hands. And that's why your life probably feels out of control and empty. But a rare breed, which is yourself, someone who's legendary, which you have to notice, and I'm gonna remind you of this, you know that movement influences mood. You know that. So you know that I'm going to move to create the motivation I need. I'm going to move to create the creativity I need. I'm going to move to create the inspiration I need. I'm going to move to create the energy I need. That's what legendary people do, because I know once I get into my run, once I get 15, 20 minutes, oh, I'm here. I went from here to here real quick. So write down these three C's right quick. Okay. Three things that you have to do, and do it. Don't just write it down. Do it. Like, send me video of it, because I'm tired of people just watching and not doing. Do it, okay? Over and over and over again. And again, trial and error it to see what works for you and create those perfect avatars, right? Oh, this is what this looks like. Okay, let me take away this and let me add this. Like, do that. So, okay, the first C, as the birds are chirping. The first C is you have to create clarity. Some of us are not clear on what we want in life. And I'm not saying you have to be crystal clear, but you have to know, for me, it's not about knowing what I want externally necessarily. It's about knowing what I want internally, because I'm a big person that knows that once you take care of the internal, it becomes a lot easier for everything else outside of you to be great, right? You have to start within. It all starts with you. So you have to become clear. Get clear on how you want to live health-wise. Get clear on, you know, where you want to take your life. Get clear on how you want to feel. Get clear on, you know, what you want to surround your life around. Because if you're not clear on that, you're going to accept things in your life that's probably not for you. It's easy for me to say no. It's easy for me to say I don't want to do that, because I'm very clear on what I want for my life. Okay, so number one, create clarity. Number two is you have to create connection. Connection is power, right? Connection is power, and what we're connected to will power our lives, negative and positive. So if we're connected daily to stress, if we're connected daily to anxiety, and let me be clear, small doses of these things are needed. Let's be honest, are needed. But if we're connected to lack of energy, if we're connected to all these things, we're never going to be able to connect to the power we need for our life. So check your connections. What are you connected to? I guarantee you, if you're not feeling alive, you're connected to things that aren't helping you feel alive. Right? You have to disconnect from the things that don't move you forward and connect your life to the things that do. Like, check your connection. That's the second thing. I'm always doing that. And for me, you see it. I'm living it. I'm connected. This is one of my connections. It allows me to connect to a deeper sense of myself. And I don't want to get too deep on here, but it just allows me to connect spiritually, physically, mentally. Like, this is my happy place, right? Third thing is check. So we talked about connection. We talked about clarity. Create consistency, right? Create consistency with your legendary formulas, I like to call it. Create some consistency. Find a way to do it every single day.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Find a way to do it every single day, because our brains works off of triggers. Like, our brains know, okay, if I do this, then it's time for me to feel like this. Right? It's like, if I eat this, then it's time for me to be sleepy. If I eat this, it's time for me to produce more energy. Like, think about a timeline, and you start with a certain action, and it's a reaction throughout everything else. But it starts with that habit. It starts with that action. So create the consistency around that. And the more consistency you have in your life in a positive way, right, the more consistent the positive results will be. So that's the second thing I wanted to talk about. I know we're talking about a lot. Is create that pain and reward structure, is create that legendary formula for your life. The third thing I want to talk about, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on here because y'all heard me talk about this a million times when it comes to motivation and inspiration, is you got to change your environment. Some of y'all, I understand it's hard to do it. I understand maybe it's impossible at times to change your environment. Maybe it seems like it's never going to make a change in your life. And Trent, like, okay, if you can't change your environment physically, then you have to change your environment mentally. Go to your happy place. Like, if you can't get out your house and your house environment is terrible for you, you have to be able to find a place mentally that stimulates your happiness, that stimulates your fulfillment, that stimulates your peace. So change your environment. Like, if you're connected in an environment that doesn't motivate you, you're not going to be motivated. If you're connected to an environment that doesn't bring you inspiration, you're not going to be inspired. It's that simple. You have to change your environment. And you might say, well, how do I make that change? You do it. You understand what it's costing you. Right? Nothing is worth the cost of my peace. If it's costing me my peace, it's too expensive. So change your environment. Number four, create some excitement like around your goals. Create excitement around, you know, your habits. Get excited for it, right? Don't, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, I have to do this, I got to do this, I got to, you ain't got to do nothing. And with that mindset, you're never going to be fulfilled. You're never going to be excited, right? You're going to be accomplishing goals, if that, which is very hard if you're not excited, but you're going to accomplish goals that don't bring you life. And it's going to seem like a routine. Get excited about your life. Get excited about taking your health to another level. Get excited about losing the weight you want to lose. Get excited about gaining the weight that you want to gain. Get excited about starting the book. Get excited about starting the organization. Get excited about your goals. And again, have those rewards. And I will tell you this, this is scientifically proven. It's not the rewards that benefits us the most. It's actually the anticipation of the reward that benefits our brains the most. The anticipation of it. So set some major goals, even some small things. And when I say major, it can be the smallest little things, right? But start getting excitement around it. Start saying, man, like, if when I get to do this, this is going to happen. When I get people's lives are going to be changed, or when I create this, so many, man, I cannot wait to do it. And the more excited you will become, the better your life will be. The next thing I want to talk about is you have to really take control of your perspective. I know you guys have heard me talk about this a trillion times. When I keep repeating stuff, this is the stuff that works. I'm not here to just keep talking about different things that don't make any sense because they sound good. I'm giving you things that I know for a fact will really work for your life. And when it comes to motivation, when it comes to being inspired, like I was having a conversation with someone the other day and they told me, like, Trent, I wish my life could go back to how it used to be. I wish my life could go back to the way that I used to have it, to the way I used to feel. And I understand that. And I know a lot of us right now, we're in a place of focusing on that. We wish that our life could go back to whatever time in our life. But that mindset doesn't serve us because you're living in a past that you can't control. You're living in a past that you can't change. And if you're always thinking that I wish I could go back, you're losing appreciation for who you are. And if we don't have appreciation, there's no way we can move forward in life the way we're supposed to move forward. There's no way. And so when I told this person, I said, you know, stop wanting to go back to how it used to be and create your new normal. Create it. Create this new you that the future you could be like, man, I wish I could go back to this moment. And you got to keep creating that because some things aren't going to go back to how they used to be. It's facts. No matter how much I want to run a 4.3, 40-yard dash, I'm not running it. No matter how much I want to be 20 years old, it's not going to happen. And I'm not going to live in a place in my life mentally that I cannot change. I'm going to live in a place where, okay, how can I appreciate this? And what can I do with the life that I've been given right now? How can I maximize the life that I'm currently in? So stop wishing to go back. Because when you wish to go back, you know what's going to happen? You're going to live the rest of your life in the I wish I would have. That's what's going to happen. I wish I would have. 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 Until you get to the end of your life, it's going to be I wish I would have. That's going to be your life story. So create the new normal for yourself. Create the new legendary for yourself. Reinvent, re-inspire yourself. That's what life is about. It's about reinventing. The things that worked last year might not work this year. As human beings, we always have to explore our greater selves. I can't even say that word. We have to explore the different things in our life. It's always an exploration of, okay, this works better for me. We're always exploring. It's not a one-all for all in life for the most part. Okay? Another thing I want to talk about as I wrap this up. Story time, because I think this is very powerful. Some of you might have heard me talk about this on live. And I hope you guys are getting a lot. Like, I just wanted to pour into you guys today so you actually can take something. Like, write these things down. And again, don't just write them down. Trial and error it. Just be like, okay, I'm going to try this. Okay, Trent says he drinks green tea in the morning. He wakes up at 5:30. He gets on his computer and writes a text message out to his text message community because he wants to serve. He gets off his phone, gets off his computer off of that. He gives appreciation, and he goes out in nature, right? Maybe say, okay, let me try this. Maybe you don't like green tea. So he said, I'm going to, instead of green tea, I'm going to do some water. Okay. Instead of, you know, Trent fast, you know, he does intermittent fast. Let me try. It didn't really work for me. Okay. Instead of fasting, I'm going to eat a good nutritious breakfast. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, don't be like, okay, this works for Trent. It's going to work for me. It doesn't work like that. You have to see what's best and what works for your life, what works for your avatar. But I want to tell this story real quick because I think it's very important about things coming full circle. And this is a thing of when I'm not motivated, when I don't feel like doing it, which is often, by the way, I always think about full circle. I always think, okay, something's going to happen soon that's going to make sense of why other things in my life didn't make sense. Something's going to happen soon that's going to let me know, oh, okay, those things couldn't work out, so this could work out for my life. And I went to Seattle. Me and the family, we went to Seattle like last weekend. And I'm gonna be real with you. I didn't want to travel. Obviously, COVID-19, just other stuff. My life is busy. We're moving. I didn't want to travel. And I told Maria, I said, listen, the only way that I will travel somewhere is we go to Seattle or Portland, like somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. And I wasn't expecting that to happen. 2 days later, this is just how God works, right? 2 days later, Maria hits me up and was like, hey, like, I got a job, you know, in Seattle. And I was like, okay, cool. I was like, let's go. Because I knew we could hike out there. I wanted to do a family hike. I wanted to go to Wallace Falls, which is a beautiful place. And if you're in the Seattle area, it's outside of Seattle. But if you've never been, definitely go. So first incident that reminded me of Full Circle, we're on the plane. Me going to Seattle in general, because let me paint this picture. Some of y'all don't know. Some of you do know. Seattle, it was my place of depression, right? It's my rock bottom. So that was like it for me. My rock bottom. And I tell people this, like, you want to be able to go to places that were rock bottom for you. I know it might be hard for memories, but just remind yourself, like, dang, this is where I was at. I grew from this. And even if you're not in a place where you want to be, at least you can say, I overcame this. This didn't take my life when it was supposed to. This didn't keep me in a depression that was supposed to keep me in. I've overcame, because we can be focused on what we don't have so much, or what we're not doing, or the progression we're not making because of comparison often, that we don't realize how far we actually came. So Seattle was a place for me that always reminds me of how far I've came or what I've overcome. So we're on the plane. I see a person two seats in front of me, a big guy. So I'm like, man, he played football. I can just identify football players. Didn't say anything to him. We end up getting on the same rental car bus, getting on the same rental car line, went to Enterprise, and he's right in front of me. So I'm like, this is a moment. So he says, hey, you play football? And I was like, nah, I used to. He's like, who used to play for? I was like, the Seahawks. He's like, oh, I'm going to visit my son right now for the Seahawks. I was like, really? And I was like, you played? He's like, yeah. So we had a cool conversation. So, like, that was the first moment, like, man, like, I'm reminded that I was a Seahawk. I'm reminded that this is here. I was here. So what I wanted to do, this is super fun. I'm going to try to go through this kind of fast. What I wanted to do, I always go back to my old apartment, because that was the place I was depressed. They had a lake. Lake Washington is right there. That was the place I would literally walk out there wishing my life would end. I even thought about floating away at a time. And it was a place where Tristan spent his first Christmas. So I was like, hey, man, let's go see this. It'll be cool. So we drive to the apartment. I put in the GPS the hotel that we never stayed at before. I just knew the area, but I was like, this hotel must be new. I never heard of it. So we drive to the apartment, we get to the back of the apartment, and I'm making a U-turn, and in the U-turn, there's a Hyatt, right? There's a hotel. Maria's like, we should have stayed here. And I was like, yeah, we should have stayed here. Like, Bowen is right next door where they build the airplanes, and the lake is right there. And I was like, then it would be cool. Like, this is my old apartment. So yeah, next time I'll stay here. So we end up, you know, making a U-turn. I'm showing Tristan, like, hey, this is where you spent your first Christmas at, and this is the place. And I was like, hey, you want to go see the Seahawks facility? He's like, yeah, let's go see it, which is right down the street in Renton. So we go drive to the Seahawks facility. And I don't look at my GPS yet. And he sees it. He's excited. I was like, yeah, man, we used to practice here. And I'm just getting all this nostalgia, right? Positive nostalgia in my life. We leave there, and we're on our way to get something. We're on our way to get something to eat. And Maria's like, let's go get something to eat. I was like, all right, cool. Let me turn off the GPS to the hotel. Literally, when I looked down at my phone, it said arrived. I was like, that's weird. Like, where's the hotel? The Seahawks facility? It's like, I don't. And I said, Maria, you're never going to believe this. The hotel was the hotel. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, the hotel that you understand, that's where we're staying at. She's like, no way. It's like, you didn't know? I said, absolutely no idea. And what makes that such a big moment is that hotel is literally connected to my old apartment. Literally connected to it. So the whole time we were there, I would go run the trail that I used to walk and used to be depressed. And I thought life was over. The place where I wanted to put a period to end my life sins, where God had put a semicolon to say, you know what? Your life is not over. And so I had all this positive nostalgia. I showed Tristan, I talked to him about it. And it just brought things full circle for me, even to the point where the valet guy was like, he knew me. He was like, man, I used to be a Seahawk fan and really die hard. I was like, you had to be really die hard if you knew who I was. It's like, yeah, man, what are you doing now? So actually, I told him, he's like, man, I've seen your videos. The thing that made it super full circle was we're staying there, and I can tell football players, like, I played. I said, Tristan, that's a Seahawks player. I said, the Seahawks are staying for training camp. So Tristan got super excited, and it reminded me, like, dang, like, I was that rookie. I was that person that was here not knowing if I would get cut or released, and now look at my life. Look how far I've actually came with my life. look where I'm at. I tell that story to tell you, stop counting yourself out and start counting on yourself. Stop ending your life story when you still got more life to live. There's always a reason why. And you'll never understand the reason why if you don't continue to live your life. If you don't continue to construct the habits and construct the avatar and get clear on what you want for your life, if you don't do these things, then you'll never realize, like, oh, that was just a scene of my life, not my whole film. Oh, that was just a part of my life, not my whole life. And that could have easily been me, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I want you guys to really think about this, internalize this. What does this mean to you? What positive nostalgia can you create, right? As a tip, like, get in environments, go to places that bring back positive feelings. Maybe it's not a negative place like I go to, but maybe it's some positive that brings positive feelings to remind you of something, to remind you of just anything that's positive with your life. All right. So thank you guys for tuning in. Do the work. Okay. Do the work. And we have a lot of special things coming soon. Make sure you text me 817-242-2719. And I'll see you guys soon. All right. We have a live Q&A coming soon. Make sure you watch this and do the work and ask the questions about it. Like I tell you, at the end of every single video, it all starts with you. I'm about to enjoy the rest of my time in nature, man, before it rains on us. All right, let's get it straight up.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com. through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bay Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't,
Here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, the Boss Babe podcast will grow your life. Like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.